If you haven't already, be sure to follow Sleep Tight Science on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, if you have a moment, please consider leaving a review. Your review might help introduce others to our podcast. Thank you.
You're listening to Sleep Tight Science.
Did you know that astronauts don't do laundry in space?
What?
Since there's no washing machine aboard the International Space Station, they simply wear their clothes out, then send them off into space to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. Imagine doing that with your stinky socks. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Sleep Tight Science, a bedtime show that answers your questions about science. In this episode, we are going to try something new. Sometimes when we write, we gather much more information than we can fit into one episode. So we decided to combine all that information into one of our favorite formats, lists of facts. We love these bite-sized pieces of information because they are fun, can be easy to remember, lead to more questions, and you may find you will impress your family and friends with all kinds of fun science facts. We devoted an episode to the solar system in season 2, so today we will focus on that first. What do you remember about our solar system? Let's start with a refresher. Our solar system is an amazing family of celestial objects, all orbiting around the sun, our neighborhood star, and the glue that holds everything together. At the heart of this family are the 8 major planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. The Sun is the giant of our solar system, massively larger than Earth. You could fit 1 million Earths inside it. While there are stars much bigger than our Sun out there in the universe, they are incredibly far away from us. The Sun makes life on Earth possible, creating the conditions for day and night, warm and cold, and the changing seasons. These happen as Earth travels around the Sun, showing different parts of itself to our star at different times. Close to the Sun, we have the 4 smaller rocky planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. These are our space neighbors that share similar solid surfaces to our home planet. Further out are the gas giants: Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. These planets are enormous compared to Earth, but are mostly made of gas, which makes them surprisingly light for their size. They're composed mainly of hydrogen and helium. Pluto, once known as the 9th planet, is now classified as a dwarf planet because of its small size. It's a distant, icy world that marks one of the many mysteries of our solar system. But our solar system is just a tiny part of a much larger galaxy called the Milky Way, which is filled with billions of other solar systems. And beyond that, the universe stretches out, filled with billions of galaxies, each with their own stars and planets. Do you remember the names of the 8 planets in our solar system and their order from the Sun? An easy way to remember this is to use a sentence in which each word starts with the first letter of a planet. For example, my very educated mother just served us noodles. The four planets closest to the sun are rocky, and the other four are giant gassy planets. They are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Did you know Jupiter has a storm bigger than Earth that's been swirling for hundreds of years? It's called the Great Red Spot, and it's essentially a giant, non-stop tornado. While most planets spin like tops around the sun, Venus dances to its own beat and spins the opposite way. If you were on Venus, the sun would rise in the west and set in the east, making for a very confusing day. Did you know that Olympus Mons on Mars isn't just tall? It's the tallest volcano in the solar system, towering three times higher than Mount Everest. This massive mountain reaches approximately 22 kilometers, about 13.6 miles, into the Martian atmosphere. Its base is so vast that it could cover an area as big as Alberta's Jasper National Park and British Columbia's Pacific Rim National Park Reserve combined. If you had a bathtub big enough, Saturn would float. It's the only planet in our solar system less dense than water, making it the best candidate for a supersized bath toy. Did you know that Uranus doesn't spin upright like the other planets? It rolls along its orbit on its side. This unique tilt of 98 degrees means that Uranus has extreme seasons, with each pole getting 42 years of continuous sunlight, followed by 42 years of darkness. So, if you lived on Uranus, you'd have super long days and nights. Did you know that winds on Neptune can reach speeds of up to 1,500 miles per hour, faster than the speed of sound on Earth? That's not a wind I would want to be walking in. Earth's main moon is pretty special, but did you know our planet occasionally captures small asteroids that become temporary mini-moons? These tiny celestial visitors, known as temporarily captured orbiters, can orbit Earth for a few months or even years before they break away and continue their journey through space. Did you know that the most recent moon landing took place on February 23, 2024? The Odysseus lunar lander, developed by Intuitive Machines, successfully touched down on the moon's surface. The last moon landing was by Japan's Smart Lander for investigating moon, and before that was India's Chandrayaan 3. Now, what about our moon? Earth's moon is our closest neighbor and influences our life in many ways. This natural satellite, formed about 4.5 billion years ago, possibly from a colossal impact between Earth and a Mars-sized object, orbits our planet every 27.3 days. The moon's gravitational pull is responsible for the ocean tides, stabilizing Earth's tilt and climate over millennia. Its surface, marked by craters, valleys, and dark plains called Maria, tells a story of a violent past, with no atmosphere to erode these features away. Humans have gazed at the moon for centuries, using its phases to mark time. And in 1969, Apollo 11 made history by landing the first humans, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, on the moon. Fun facts about the moon. Did you know that the distance between the Earth and the moon varies a bit? On average, it's 384,401 kilometers or 238,856 miles away. The far side of the moon is always facing away from the Earth. The first time it was seen by people was in 1959, when a Soviet probe sent pictures of it. The moon is covered with craters left by passing asteroids. The largest is a whopping 1,305 miles, or 2,100 kilometers wide, and 7.5 miles, or 12 kilometers deep. Do you know that if you decided to walk on the moon, you could technically outpace a car? Since gravity on the moon is much weaker than on Earth, each step you take would cover a lot more ground. Just imagine moonwalking faster than a speeding car. How cool would that be? Did you know the moon has a bunch of nicknames? Some people call it Luna, which is Latin for moon, and in the past it's been called Selene, which is Greek, and Cynthia, another Greek name. Are you or your parents interested in golf? Astronaut Alan Shepard played golf on the moon during the Apollo 14 mission. With the low gravity, the ball could fly huge distances, making it possibly the longest drive in history. Just like Earth has earthquakes, the moon has, well, moonquakes. These tremors can happen for various reasons, including the gravitational pull from Earth, causing the moon's crust to crack and shift. Interestingly, moonquakes can last much longer than earthquakes, up to an hour, because the moon lacks water to dampen the seismic vibrations. Despite their duration, moonquakes are generally weaker than their earthly counterparts. So, if you were standing on the moon someday during one, you might just feel a gentle rumble under your feet. Did you know there's an old myth that the moon is made of cheese? While we know it's made of rock and dust, imagine having an unlimited supply of cheese for your crackers, hamburgers, or pasta. Did you know that the moon is slowly shrinking over time, causing wrinkles on its surface? This occurs because the moon's interior is cooling and contracting. As it shrinks, its brittle surface crust breaks and forms thrust faults, where one section of the crust is pushed up over an adjacent area, creating what looks like wrinkles or ridges. Despite this shrinkage, the change is so gradual that you don't need to worry about the moon disappearing anytime soon. If you ever visit the moon, you could jump 6 times higher than on Earth. Imagine what you could do if you could jump 6 times higher. Join the NBA at 6 years old? Next, let's learn a little about comets. Comets are interesting objects in our solar system, often called cosmic snowballs, because they're made of ice, rock, and dust. As they move through space, they leave behind bright trails that can be seen from Earth. People have been amazed by comets for thousands of years, seeing them as both beautiful sights in the sky and sometimes as signs of bad omens in old stories. Here are 5 fascinating facts about comets. Comets are believed to originate from two main areas in our solar system: the Kuiper Belt, which lies just beyond Neptune, and the Oort Cloud, a distant spherical shell surrounding the solar system. These regions are very cold and help preserve ancient debris. As a comet approaches the sun, it heats up and releases gases and dust, creating two distinct tails. The gas tail, made of ions, always points directly away from the sun due to the solar wind. The dust tail, made of tiny particles, lags behind the comet, forming a curved tail. Comets are made of ice, water, ammonia, and methane mixed with rocky material. This composition gives clues to the conditions of the early solar system. Some comets are regular visits to the inner solar system, like Halley's Comet, which swings by Earth every 76 years. Its appearances have been recorded by human observers for millennia, with its next visit anticipated in 2061. Scientists speculate that comets could have played a crucial role in delivering water and organic compounds to Earth, possibly contributing to the emergence of life. As comets collided with the young Earth, they may have deposited these essential ingredients. Before you decide to start making a rocket in your backyard and fly to the moon, or try to catch a comet, here are five effects of space travel on the body that you might want to know first. Switching to manual flight controls. In space, the absence of gravity means that astronauts' muscles don't have to work as hard as they do on Earth, leading to muscle weakness. This lack of gravity also causes a decrease in bone density, particularly in the pelvis and legs, since bones aren't supporting as much weight. To combat these effects, astronauts use exercise machines while in orbit. Because there is no gravity to keep body fluids in the usual places, liquid can travel through the body to different areas. Liquid travels up from the legs into the face, which causes skinny legs and moon face. Without gravity, the size and shape of the heart changes. The blood isn't pumped around the body efficiently, the heart rate slows, and blood pressure goes down. Another challenge of space travel is the increased exposure to space radiation, as Earth's atmosphere, which normally offers protection, is absent. This exposure can lead to symptoms of radiation sickness and increases the risk of developing cancer. Walking on solid ground can be challenging after being in space for some time. When they return to Earth, many astronauts find the pressure on their feet painful. They also feel dizzy and have trouble staying upright. So, when you are designing your next spaceship, add some exercise machines and some shielding from the harmful rays of the sun. In this episode, we learned a little bit more about the solar system, with some facts about the solar system, the moon, and comets. We did a quick review about what we had learned in the past about the solar system, and then gave you some new facts to share with your friends about the solar system, the moon, comets, and space travel. Do you like lists? Would you like to see more? If you have any feedback, please send it our way. And if you want to make sure you get all the episodes, please ask your parents to subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever your parents listen to podcasts. And please, if you love learning about science with us, leave us a review. It may help others to find our show. If you'd like to send us your questions, please send them to hello@sleeptightscience.com. Sleep tight.